Hello and welcome to the On Record podcast. I'm your host, Ujwala. Social media platforms, digital news media, and OTT platforms like Netflix, Amazon, Hotstar, or other such will soon have to follow the new rules laid out by the government. Cabinet Ministers Ravishankar Prasad and Prakash Javdekar announced a set of rules last week which would now govern the content we share on social media, the news or articles we read through digital news platforms, and the shows we watch on streaming platforms.
The basic essence of this is what? I would say it, a soft touch oversight mechanism. Where we are insisting upon the platform to develop the mechanism and have a robust redressal of grievances.
We all use social media. It gives us a place to voice our opinions and communicate with each other. But there is a growing problem of false information and targeted abuse on these platforms. The government says it wants to curb the misuse of social media and it wants to hold the tech companies accountable for what gets shared on their platform. Now, the new rules would require the social media companies to have a grievance redressal mechanism for receiving and resolving complaints from the users. The platform would have to acknowledge to a complaint within 24 hours and resolve it within 15 days. If any content affecting the dignity of a person is shared on a platform, like naked or morphed photos, the platform must remove it within 24 hours of receiving the complaint.
If there are complaints against the dignity of users, particularly women that exploit their private parts of individuals or nudity or in sexual act, impersonation, etc., you will be required to remove that within 24 hours after a complaint is made.
Also, the government has classified social media platforms into two categories. One is social media and the other is significant social media based on the number of users. Significant social media companies, meaning the ones which have a large number of users, would now have to follow additional rules, including submitting a monthly compliance report which would detail the number of complaints received, what action was taken on the complaints, as well as the details of the contents removed by the platform. But one rule which is at the center of discussion is on identifying the first originator of a message. Now, the rule says if the government or the court considers any message or a post as mischievous, then the social media platform must reveal the identity of the person who first shared the message.
The social media platforms, upon being asked either by a court order or by the government authority, will be required to disclose the first originator of the mischievous tweet or message, as the case may be. And this should be only in relation to sovereignty and integrity of India, number one. Number two, security of the state, public order, relations with foreign states, or rape, sexually explicit material, etc., etc.
Social media platforms would have to break end-to-end encryption to reveal the first originator's identity. Right now, the content I share on a messaging service can be accessed by me and the person to whom I send it to. But the new rule would allow the government to know who sent a particular message and to whom they sent it. Though the government says that it is only in cases related to sovereignty and integrity of India, the security of the state, public order, and etc., it would find the first originator, the critics say these categories are vague and, for example, what disrupts public order is subjective. Similar to social media platform, the government has laid out rules for regulating streaming services like Netflix, Prime, and others. The content on these platforms must be self-classified into 5 age-based categories. Streaming platforms must now have a grievance redressal mechanism in which an officer must be assigned for taking action within 15 days of receiving any complaint. Also, a body of publishers headed by an eminent person must be set up to look into matters that were not resolved in 15 days. And the Information and Broadcasting Ministry would oversee the functioning of these regulating bodies. Critics say these new rules would increase censorship in the country and would stifle creative dissent. In March 2020, Hotstar self-censored an episode on The Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which criticized Prime Minister Modi and his policies. FIRs were recently registered in several states against the makers of web series Tandav. The UP government has lodged an FIR against the inappropriate depiction of UP police personnel as well as a character playing the role of Prime Minister. Whereas in Madhya Pradesh, the government has filed a case for allegedly hurting religious sentiments in the show. Such legal actions against the creators of content might increase in the coming days with these rules in place. Along with OTT platforms, the digital news media would now be regulated by the Information and Broadcasting Ministry.
As I said, media's freedom is absolute but with responsible, reasonable restrictions, and that is the self-restrictions of responsible, that is called responsible freedom.
Digital news platforms will now have to follow the rules which exist for print and television media. Also, a 3-level grievance redressal mechanism must be set up for self-regulation, which will be overseen by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Digital media platforms have said they have not been consulted while formulating these rules, and they also question how media, which must work independently in a democratic country, can be supervised by a government body. The new rules would have an impact on the way we share our thoughts on the internet, the kinds of shows we would get to watch, and also the news or articles we read on digital media. While the government say these rules are to make the platforms accountable, many people also see it as an increase in censorship in the country. Thank you for listening to the On Record podcast. Our next episode will be out in a week. You can connect with us on Twitter @OnRecordPodcasts. We'll be back soon.